It's Ben and Kelly. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
Weekend good?
Yes. It was really good. We didn't have like a ton going on, so that was kind of fantastic. Mm-hmm. How about you?
It was good. I was able to have a little downtime this weekend just because I think I mentioned last week that this weekend I'm going to be in Canada. So that's going to be a new experience for me. Never, ever been, A. And apparently the place I'm going is way more French-speaking than English-speaking. So, that was something that I didn't consider, you know?
Well, yeah.
You know, because,
are you going to buy like a little English to French dictionary or something?
Well, I downloaded an app.
And
like how to speak French.
Oh boy.
And I
feel like they're going to hate you.
Well, I was talking with someone over the on Saturday who has been, and he was like, yeah, you know, you really should brush up on your French because, you know, even the people who can speak English, it's tough to understand their English accent, you know, with their French mixed in. So I'm like, man, and I'm just sitting there going, so you think if I just do the, my only experience speaking French would be from the Little Mermaid and the chef there on the boat.
Let your wife just try to talk. Maybe you just pretend you can't talk.
Les poissons.
I don't think we do that.
That's my only real experience.
I feel like that's going to massively insult them. I don't know. I feel like you let your wife do the talking.
Never
be without her so you don't have to try to function on your own because I feel like this could be bad.
Of all the countries, though, I feel like Canada would be like, all right, well, I guess they just don't understand.
I don't know.
Okay. It's not painting America in any worse a light, I guess.
Right.
All right. Well, anyway, so,
just remember you're representing our country.
Sure. That's right. I am. All right, Kelly, so you got an update for us, right?
Yeah, last week we told you about 54-year-old Kevin Ford. He went viral on TikTok after he showed his gift of 27 years of service from Burger King, which didn't miss a day, and it was a movie ticket, candy, a coffee tumbler, and a few pens. Now, he still looked grateful for the gesture.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you know, one of the things that a lot of people didn't highlight is, you know, maybe that was his jam because the video wasn't very long, but it was like, you know, who knows? Maybe like the management knew what made him tick and was like, you know what? He loves this stuff. So let's give him some of this stuff.
Yes, he was not unhappy,
right.
But the internet seemed to be.
Sure, absolutely.
And his daughter wrote this really great tribute to his service, started this GoFundMe that got as high as $30,000 last week. Well, that has since swelled up to over $154,000.
Wow.
Including a $5,000 boost from David Spade.
Wow.
And so this is what his daughter wrote. He originally started working at his job as a single father when he gained custody of me and my older sister 27 years ago. Mm. Then as our family grew, he remarried. He continued to work here because of the amazing health insurance, which got all four of his daughters through high school and college with full health care coverage.
There you go.
He said, my dad continues to work here because though he does look young, he's coming up on retirement age and leaving would cost his retirement. So in no way are we asking for money or is he expecting money. But if anyone feels like blessing him, he'd love to visit his grandchildren.
Interesting.
And he has been blessed.
Good for him.
Yeah, we will tweet out that update at Ben and Kelly Show. By the way, Burger King has responded saying they've got a robust program for rewarding their employees.
Including lifesavers and movie tickets.
And they said, and we give them monetary gifts. So, yeah.
Sure.
And we will tweet it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Wait, give us like a half an hour on that one.
Whoever laughs first loses. If you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. Brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club.
Whew! Yeah, show the trophy.
All right, trophy show her. Kiss.
There she is.
It's a beautiful trophy. It's adorned with tinsel and tape and paper, and it's...
And she's currently in your possession.
All right, so it's you laugh, you lose.
That makes me the loser. I need to go first.
Yeah, losers go first. Kelly, let's get right to it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Someone just called my phone, sneezed, and hung up.
Oh.
I'm just getting really sick and tired of these cold calls.
Yes. You know, Kelly, I was so angry earlier that I threw my keyboard against the wall and parts flew everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's really when the shift hit the fan.
Sure did.
I guess you could say I lost control, too.
Yeah. Might want to delete that behavior. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who I bumped into on my way to get my glasses fixed?
Who?
Everyone.
Oh, yeah. Guess you would. Hey, Kelly, what did the socks say to the pants?
What did the socks say to the pants?
What's up, britches?
Good one.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
You know the reason aliens have never visited us?
Why?
Because our solar system has terrible reviews. We only have one star.
Okay.
I'll draw you a diagram later.
Okay. You laugh, you lose. Kelly, you know my three favorite things, right?
Yeah.
Eating my children and not using punctuation.
Yeah. You should probably use punctuation. Kids, grammar and punctuation, very important. Very important. Very important. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Guy says his son Luke loves that they name their kids after Star Wars characters.
Mm.
His daughter Chewbacca, not so much.
Oh.
Good one.
What shoes do kidnappers wear, Kelly?
What shoes do kidnappers wear?
White Vans. Damn, Daniel!
Thanks for bringing out the damn Daniel. I've missed it. I've missed it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
The salesman at the furniture store told the guy, this sofa will seat five people without any problems.
Okay.
And the guy said, well, where the heck am I going to find five people without any problems?
Not in this radio station.
Nope.
A gorgeous woman the other day waved to me at the beach.
Oh.
Yeah. There was no way I was going to swim out that far to talk to her, though.
Oh. Hope somebody else did, though. I hope somebody else did.
Someone else will take care of it.
Yeah, probably. Someone else has got that. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Guy got fired from his job because he kept asking the customers whether they preferred smoking or non-smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the correct terms were cremation or burial.
Oh, yeah. 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 Creative, though.
Yeah.
You know, I threw my dog a ball the other day. A bit extravagant, but she looks great in a tux.
I would figure that Fiona would want, like, a gown.
It trips her up.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Guy says to his wife, when I die, I'd like to go doing the deed.
All right.
And she replied, at least it'll be quick.
Oof. All right. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
How many flies does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many flies does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Just two, but I have no idea how they got in there.
But that was fun to watch. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What do you call identical boobs?
What do you call identical boobs?
Identities.
That was good.
Identities. Identities. Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good. I'll give you the trophy. That was good. That was good. Well done.
Yeah.
That's yours.
Oh, congrats. Yeah. I earned it.
You earned it.
I earned it.
Fair and square this time.
Kind of. Yeah.
Would you say that's the case for yours? Or are they a little bit different? One's bigger than the other?
I think most women are a little different, so you are quite the specimen if you fit in that category. Congratulations to you if you do.
Okay.
We salute you.
We all salute you. Yes, thank you so much. That's You Laugh, You Lose.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
You know, many professions come to mind where it's important to, like, double-check your work before proceeding, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, I would say construction, probably one of those.
I would think, yeah, a lot of calculations.
You know, measure
that.
Yeah, you've heard the saying, measure twice, cut once.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, maybe these guys didn't get the memo.
Uh-oh.
All right, that's coming up in your Setting the Bar story here. Hey, it's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Now, Kelly, explain what a Setting the Bar story is.
Well, this is an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, def. And there are a lot of professions, as we said, where it's important to double check your work. You know, everything from even if you're checking a bag at the drive-thru before you hand it to the customer to, you know, making sure you're operating on the right patient, you know?
Oh, yes. I mean, all of those are very important to make sure you got the details right.
Yeah, it runs the spectrum. So if you can manage to make it through the day without taking the roof off the wrong house, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's a big oopsie.
Yeah, this happened about a month ago. His family just came home to find that a contractor had accidentally removed their entire roof.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
The only thing that was left was a tarp with no explanation except a letter.
A letter?
Yeah, which just
said, oopsie, sorry, we got the wrong address.
Yeah, just kind of said that there had been some sort of miscommunication, and they were sent to the wrong address.
And that's why we left you a nice tarp.
Yeah, so
hope it doesn't rain.
So Jessica,
we'll fix it,
is the homeowner, and she's just like, it's been a nightmare. For an entire month.
My daughter came home from school to find that people were removing the roof of our house. It was a mistake. It should have been fixed, but no one will do it.
Yeah, well,
no one will do it.
The company said that they will make it right, but nothing has happened yet.
Like, they need to make it right immediately. This family has no roof.
I know, right?
Oh, I'm fired up for them.
Oh,
give me the number. I'll call.
Oh, okay.
That's insane. Like, you bring back well, here's the bright spot. When they do finally get it'll be a new roof. Those are pricey. Yeah. And they will not be paying for it, right?
Well, that's the plan, right?
Yeah. They just need to, like, that needs to get moved up on the priority list of their jobs. Or maybe do we find someone else to put it on? Because obviously, I don't know. Do you trust the company that mistakenly took off your roof to put another roof back on?
Well,
I was going to say, you're
probably not going to be able to get a complimentary roof.
I mean, what does insurance do in this? Is that covered? Like accidental roof removal?
Yeah,
Is there a clause? I better check my policy.
I don't think so.
Oh, dang.
So, yeah, again.
Oh, what a nightmare.
A lot of professions where it's important to double check your work. I'd say construction would probably be one of them.
Oh, that's really big. Yes, addresses for the work sites should absolutely be checked, rechecked. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so there you go. Set to the bar on 99.7 DJX. Lay it out.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, coming up here just after 7. Here, Kelly and I have been to these sort of conferences that kind of talk about radio, morning radio, and how to, you know, be better. It's kind of like continuing education sort of things, right?
Yeah, it's like radio camp.
Yeah. So, you know, we got invited again this year to attend. I know, Kelly, you were going to have a conflict. It was going to be on your son's birthday. And so.
Yeah, he'd be upset if I missed that.
Yeah.
So, especially because it's a big one. He's turning 13.
Understandable, right?
Yeah.
And so they had asked, they were like, okay, well, do you think you're going to be able to go? And I was like, yeah, I think I'm still going to be able to go. And they were like, all right, great. We would like you to sit on a panel during this conference. And I was like, wow, sit on a panel.
Oh, you're going to sit on a panel? You got asked to be on a panel?
I got asked to be on a panel. Right, exactly. And so I was like, wow, all right. Well, this is kind of cool. It's like, you know, the industry is acknowledging our little show. And
I've never been asked to be on a panel. That's exciting.
Yeah. To the point where it's like, all right, well, hey, we think you guys are at least established enough or good enough that you can now be on a panel to talk to others. You know?
Can offer up expertise.
I know, exactly. And so I was like, wow, this is an honor.
That's a big deal.
So I start making preparations. I'm like, yeah, I'm in. Let's go. Let's do this. And they're like, okay, great. And so, you know, starting to figure out, you know, all the travel and everything.
What's the panel that you're going to be talking? Like, what do you have to have expertise on?
Bits, you know, segments that we do, and then people offering up bits that they've done that they think are good. And then we, as the panel, say what was strong about them, what was not. So it's...
Oh, are you judging people's bits?
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. So it was going to be one of those, right? So...
Okay.
Anyways, so let's get to the family part. I realize that would conflict with move-in day for U of L.
Ooh.
And Isabel and Sophia would be moving to college while I would be at this conference.
Oh, that's bad.
And so
that's bad to miss. That's a milestone day.
Once I realized that, I was like, oh man, I'm supposed to be in Chicago then.
And
my wife was like, oh, well, you know, maybe, I mean, because she knew also what the conference had asked. And, uh-huh. And, you know, I had talked to her about that, and she understood that was, you know, kind of a big deal and everything. And she was like, well, you know, maybe I can get my brother to help.
Yeah, but your dad.
I know.
That's a big deal.
I know.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, all right, well, let me see what I can do.
Is the panel on actual move-in day, or is it like the day after, the night before?
It's a two-day conference. It's a Thursday and Friday. So it would be tough to do move-in day on Thursday afternoon. It would be hard to do the conference and move-in day at the same time. So I was like, you know what? I got to tell the conference I can't come. So...
Oh, you're choosing family. Good for you.
I know. I did that.
Because you know what? They have this conference every single year.
Yeah, this is true. They do have this conference every single year. And it's not like we attend every single year religiously. We attend, you know, every couple years or something.
We've been a couple of times.
Right. Yeah. And so.
But you only get one move-in day.
I know. And that's kind of what I thought.
You can't do that again.
That's kind of what I thought. I was like, man, I get this shot one time. And I know that it's not like they're moving to a different city. Yes, I know they're here in Louisville, but still moving out of the house for the first, I mean, that's a big deal.
It's a very symbolic big move in their lives, and you should be there for it. Yeah. And I'm sure they will ask you to be a part of the panel next year.
Well,
I'm sure.
Maybe.
If you tell them, say, listen,
maybe.
I'm really excited to be a part of this panel. Right. So I really like the opportunity to do it again next year. I promise. I won't care when my kids go back to school next year.
Right. Who cares?
Sophomore year, nobody cares.
Been there, done that. Whatever. And we do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
An adorable moment that happened last week at the Astros versus Mets game there in Houston. It was part of their steal second base fan promotion.
Okay.
6-year-old Oliver got the chance to get on the field between innings, run the bases, pick up second base, and then run with it through the finish line as the crowd is cheering him on.
Oh, okay.
So in the video posted to their Twitter page, Oliver makes it to second base, bends down to pick it up, but the base won't budge.
Oh, no.
He tries to get help from the second baseman and the shortstop. They dramatically can't get it.
Right.
So then they point him over towards right field, where the stadium staff placed a base for him to grab and run through the finish line, held up by two members of their cheer squad. So, and then he's running, giving high fives to the fans along the wall, holding on to second base. And then to top it all off, the Astros beat the Mets 8-2.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, super fun. It's an adorable video. We will retweet it at Ben and Kelly Show.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So, Kelly, you want to give kind of the recap on where we left it, and then I have the update for you.
This whole thing started when he gave his girlfriend a gift for their 9-month anniversary of a small family ring. Mm-hmm. She thought it was that ring and said yes in the restaurant.
Yeah, it wasn't even...
Even though he didn't actually propose.
Yeah, it wasn't even a ring to start with. Like, his mom had given him a diamond and just said, hey, this would be nice to use in a pendant or in, like, a small piece of jewelry or something. So he was like, oh, I could just put it in a ring.
Yeah, well, it was in a restaurant, and everybody clapped, and he accidentally got engaged, even though he never actually proposed. And so we were kind of like, well, I think you're engaged, and maybe we just make it a long engagement so you can get to the point mentally, emotionally, where you feel like you are ready for that.
Yeah, because even his words said, hey, I could see myself marrying her, just not yet. All right. Yeah. So here's the update. Mike writes, hey, guys, everything is happening so fast. I guess I really didn't think anyone I knew listened to your show.
Same. We think that, too.
He said, not that you're bad. I just didn't peg them for Ben and Kelly listeners.
That's fair. You know? We are an acquired taste.
So after you all talked about my situation, my phone started blowing up with people saying that y'all are talking about me, LOL.
Uh-oh.
I didn't reply to anyone all day because I didn't know what to say. Anyway, I called my girlfriend slash fiance to talk about everything, and I was going to suggest a longer engagement so we can plan the wedding that's perfect for us.
Yeah, that's what we said. We suggested that.
Yeah, and I think that's a good way to even say it. Like,
yes, absolutely.
You know.
Because that doesn't say, hey, I didn't mean to propose.
Right. And so then he writes, that's when she springs an engagement celebration trip on me.
Sounds fun.
I didn't think people did this.
Yeah, I didn't know they did that either.
But I agreed, and she suggested a quick trip to Vegas. Now, I've never been there before, so I thought that would be fun to get away and have some chill-out time with just the two of us.
I'm not sure Vegas is a chill-out place.
I don't think so either.
Do you see my eyes? I'm nervous.
Plus, it would give me an opportunity to discuss our engagement over the long weekend. So we go and have a great time. I won a couple $1,000s playing slots.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
And I don't know if it was the lure of the city or the euphoric feeling we had from winning, but we never had that long engagement conversation.
Oh.
Instead, we got married.
What? Oh my gosh.
Mike writes, yep.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
I went from dating a girl for 9 months to getting engaged accidentally to marrying in less than 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
He says, we didn't tell anyone, so this is our, quote, coming out, I guess.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, we got married. I am happy. And I figured, why not?
Why not? Why not?
Wow. He says, I know her family will be a little upset because she had already started talking to them about the wedding and the planning and all that. But my family didn't even know I had gotten engaged.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Typical guy, man.
Stop.
This is a typical dude.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Let me reread that line. But my family didn't even know I had gotten engaged.
How did he find himself in this situation?
I never told them. They don't live here, so they didn't know.
Oh, okay.
So how do you suggest I bring that up to them?
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, Mom.
Seriously?
Guess what I did.
Oh.
Has anyone ever surprised their family with a marriage? How did it work out? Because I'll be taking notes.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Like, seriously, he didn't think to call his mom after the accidental engagement? Like, hey, Mom, need your advice on something. Like,
Yeah. Seriously? Yeah, well, I guess he didn't. You're probably thinking I'm a mess.
A little.
And I would have to agree.
But you're adorable.
I think I might be going through a pre-midlife crisis here.
Possibly.
I know I have to tell them soon, but how would you suggest I do it? They know I've been dating her, but
well,
have
that's good. That's the first step.
Yeah, but I've only met her twice in 9 months. My mom doesn't even know what I did with the diamond she gave me.
Oh,
appreciate
fun
your help.
Way to tell her what he did with that.
Signed, Mike.
Oh,
this is so typical guy. Like this is something I could see myself doing. Where it's like, whoop, I got engaged. Whoop, my family doesn't even know. Whoop, all right. Well, all right.
Whoop,
okay,
I'm
now
married.
Now I'm
okay,
married. All right.
Go ahead and do that. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it went from just like cringe to double cringe.
I can't.
Katie says she had this Vegas thing planned from the beginning. Sounds very conniving on her part. Not a fan of hers.
Oh.
Interesting. All right.
Well, yeah, Vegas is like when he first said, oh, the engagement trip is Vegas. I'm thinking, oh, my God. Oh my God.
Well, how did he?
Weddings happen in Vegas quickly.
I have to think that he had to know in the back of his mind, people get married in Vegas.
Yes. Like he yes, has to know quickly. That. Like you can get a quickie marriage in Vegas all the time. Oh my gosh.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I don't know if you want to throw some suggestions his way to how to tell his family he not only got engaged with the diamond that his mom gave him to turn into a nice pendant or something, but now he's married.
Oh, wow.
502-571-9970. Would love to hear your stories next. Things for our buddy Mike went from bad to worse. I say bad to worse. Look, he says he's happy, but he legit got a whirlwind engagement and wedding in Vegas before even telling his family.
I mean, this is just so, it's so Mike, doesn't it? I feel like we know him well enough now to say that.
Yeah.
He's so adorable with the way that he has shared his story with us.
Yeah, he's been very, very transparent. So thank you. We appreciate that, Mike. But now he's like, how do I break it to my family that I not only got engaged and I turned the diamond into an engagement ring and got engaged, but now I'm married? And I think you just start with that, maybe. Hey, maybe you call your mom, which you should have done, like as Kelly suggested.
Like ASAP. Should have happened exactly after the accidental engagement happened. Like, hey, mom.
Yeah, guess what happened?
Something kind of happened, a little spiraled out of control, that kind of thing. Amy said, tell them to have a cookout, invite both families, have an impromptu service without telling them why they're there, bada bing, bada boom, married, and they don't have to know about the accidental stuff. Wow. Recreate the wedding and just do it again?
Wow.
But have the family there?
That's a bit, all right. That is something. Got a message from a listener who said, I got engaged and wanted to have a wedding, but decided that we'd just go to the courthouse to do it. We were engaged for 6 days, and one night just decided we wanted to go to the courthouse the next morning. I called my parents to tell them that what we were doing and told them that they could come if they wanted. My husband called his family the morning of, and they barely made it in time.
Oh my gosh.
Nobody had anything negative to say except for my aunt, who I barely even talked to anyway, who before even congratulating me said, what are you, pregnant? I was not.
Oh my gosh.
We just wanted to save money. It costs us about $50 to get married. So,
well, you know what? I can see that. I mean, the costs of getting married just continue to rise. Mm-hmm. I've got a friend that's going through planning a wedding right now, and it is expensive. So I can see cost-saving angle could really play right now.
Yeah, for sure. And I remember my father-in-law even saying, hey, if you guys want to elope, go do it, and we'll have a party for you when you get back.
Yeah, you know, and maybe we'll help you, like, you know, put a down payment on a house or something like that.
Right. So maybe this is a blessing in disguise. You know, maybe this is an opportunity to maybe, again, sometimes the world aligns and shows you what you should do.
We did get a message from Lisa. In all seriousness, instead of worrying about telling his family, he needs to worry about his marriage.
Mm-hmm.
There's something very concerning about this wedding. My guess is she heard or was told about him talking about it on the radio.
Oh.
And she made sure to lock it down before he had a chance to break it off. Ooh, that is one theory.
That is
one theory.
I mean, that
if a lot of his friends recognized that, maybe she heard it.
This isn't like they just started dating. I mean, 9 months is a good amount of time, right?
Yes, it's not 9 days.
Right, exactly. So I feel like he should have a good understanding or idea of who she is.
Right.
And if he's never seen this side of her, I don't know.
I feel like it's a good thing. He was caught up in the moment.
Yep.
And I'm happy for him.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
You know what? This is kind of like a little accidental blessing.
Yeah, exactly. So, Mike, congratulations on your wedding. You're off the market now. Hopefully, you live a long and happy life.
Give us your address. We'll send you a toaster.
We'll send you a toaster. There you go. There's your update for you. Mike,
wow.
Keep us posted. Let us know when the baby's on the way, all right?
Oh, my God, stop!
All right, there you go. All right, so tell me about this whole calling the authorities in Oregon.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have to call 911 in Astoria, Oregon,
okay,
over my sister.
That city is really kind of in the tip-top upper left part of Oregon.
It's featured prominently in a famous classic movie. And my sister and her family, now they've done this kind of thing before. They made the trek. They had this big cross-country road trip a couple years ago, went and saw Field of Dreams.
Okay.
Went to the actual field, right?
In Iowa, yeah?
Yes. And so they had to be in Seattle for my niece to be in a soccer tournament.
Okay.
And on their way back, they decided to take a little side trip, like 2.5 hours out of their way, to take the side trip to Astoria, Oregon, all to see certain sights from this movie. Do you know the movie?
Yes.
You have to know the movie, right? That's the Goonies.
That's the Goonies. Yeah, the classic 80s movie.
Absolutely. Starts with, she's sending me these little videos. It starts with my nephew, Brady, is out in front of Mikey's house, Mikey and Bran's house, in the Goonies.
Okay.
Give a little donation, then you can walk up the driveway. And so Brady does the truffle shuffle, where Chunk is like, you know, like, do the truffle shuffle, no, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Puts up a shirt and shakes his belly.
Right, right.
So my nephew recreates that moment.
Sure.
Which is kind of magical. And then they're like, all right, next, we're going to go to the Fratelli's hideout. And I'm like, all right, great, this could be epic. When you get there, you got to recreate the scene where Chunk's got his hand in the blender, right? He's confessing everything he's ever done wrong.
But the worst thing I ever done, I mixed up all this fake puke at home. And then I went to this movie theater, hid the puke in my jacket, climbed up to the balcony, and then I made a noise like this.
So, where are you calling the police?
Okay, so I'm FaceTiming my parents at this point, right?
Okay.
And they're like, all right. So I said, have you been getting the videos from Carrie? Like, they're on this epic, like, Goonies adventure right now as we speak. And
they're
like, well, let's try to call her. So we join her into the FaceTime.
Right.
She joins us, and she's in the middle of a jungle right now.
Okay.
So apparently, if you look it up, the Fratelli's hideout, Lighthouse Lounge, was built just for the movie, and then it was taken down.
Oh.
But there's supposed to be like a shack or something that's there.
That's still on the site.
If you want to go see it. So she's like, all right. So we show up, and it says the shack is like 8 miles that way.
Wow.
They have like launched into this 8-mile hike. And I'm like, 8 miles is a really long way. And it's like this, she's shown us where it's a very narrow path. It is not marked. Like, it's not roped off. There's no signs that says, to the movie set this way.
Right.
Like,
right.
And then they get separated. She and my brother-in-law, like, the boys get separated somewhere. And I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I was like, how hot is it right now? It's 93 degrees.
Oh.
Do you have snacks?
Uh-huh.
Do you have water? Do you have backpacks? Like, they didn't prepare for an 8-mile walk one way. Then they'd have to turn around and walk 8 miles back. And so I'm starting to sit here and think, I'm like, listen, I'm laughing hysterically.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I'm like, listen, you're going to have to like drop a pin where you are, and we're going to have to get off because you need to save your battery because, oh my gosh, what are you people doing? So the good news is, after all of that, they did decide to turn around, get back to the car, and then they found the beach where, you know, you see the pirate ship coming out, and then they say, oh, that's where they rip up the contract and you don't have to sign, and they stole some jewels in Mikey's little marble bag, and yay, that part. And then they did find a sign that acknowledges Lighthouse Lounge and all that kind of stuff. So we found all the major markers, and we didn't have to send out a rescue crew like I thought I was going to have to.
Okay. Well, that's good that your family's safe.
Yes. But that's what my sister does. They do these random little, like, spontaneous side trips.
I love it.
Then she's just like, well, they said it's an 8-mile hike. I'm like, what? You weren't prepared for an 8-mile hike. And we were just watching, before we talked to them, we were watching a show called Alone, where people are dropped in the middle of nowhere and they have to survive. And I'm like, listen, I don't need for you people to spontaneously put yourself in this situation.
That is funny.
Yeah. Well, it was hysterical.
Your sister and I feel like, are peas in a pod. Like, that is totally something I would do.
You're kindred spirits. But I went from, like, laughing hysterically at their spontaneous adventure to, like, getting legit scared. Like, save your battery. Do you know where you are? Have you left any sort of markings?
Right.
You know, can you get back to the car? Find the car. That's your new mission.
But hey, do it all for the gram, right?
They did it. They got some amazing video and pictures, and I've shared it on our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show.
At Ben and Kelly Show is a way you can get a hold of us on social media. You can shoot us a DM and we'll turn around and, you know, see if we can get you some help as we dive into the DMs.
Brandy wrote to us, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, got an interesting situation for you."
Mm-hmm.
"When I first met my girlfriend, she told me she used to date her current boss, but ended it a year ago."
All right. A little sticky, but we can get past it.
"She's 27. I'm 40. Her boss is 45.
Okay.
One day last week, she told me she was going to exercise with her boss that morning. It was her day off.
No.
She also told me that her boss is jealous of me. I'm confused about her relationship with this guy."
Yeah.
"She said she hated him and was trying to take back whatever she could from him, which included a free day at the gym."
Okay.
"Now, I suggest that maybe she was too emotionally invested in him and I should give her some space."
Mm-hmm.
"She backpedaled and said she feels like she has to occasionally hang out with him outside of work because he's unprofessional and she's worried she'll lose her job."
Okay.
"So I'm uncomfortable with the situation."
Yeah.
"I can't see how it can be fixed without breaking up. What do you guys think?"
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's a, hey, why don't you leave a situation? Well, no, sorry. You tell your girlfriend to leave a situation where she's feels like she's being manipulated by her boss.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like a healthy work environment.
Right. Exactly.
At the very least. But I don't know what the nature of her job is, how difficult it is to find another one.
Yeah, that's true.
Ginger says it sounds like she's either still seeing him, still likes him, hasn't gotten over him, or is using him as a sugar daddy. Regardless, this behavior is highly suspect, and I wouldn't stick around if I were you.
From Randy and her former boyfriend, it sounds like she has a type.
It does. Tony says, "Nope, I get cheater pumpkin eater vibes from this. Break it off." She's obviously got another motive to her actions. You can do better.
Okay. You know, it would be interesting to hear from people who've kind of been in this situation where maybe you did go against everything that Kelly and I have suggested on the show and date someone that you work with, or better yet, date your boss, but then you're not dating anymore. So how does that all pan out in your other life, you know?
Well, yeah, I don't know. See, a lot of people are saying, like, you should run from the relationship. Sarah said, "I'm in that same situation. I'm married and work for my ex. However, the only time we hang out outside of work is when he comes over for a party or get together, like 4th of July, with me and my husband. She should not be doing anything alone with him that doesn't involve work. She should have girlfriends to go to the gym with."
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. Get someone else to go to the gym, change the gym. I mean, a gym membership, I feel like, is not worth it to run the risk of, you know, having your boyfriend break up with you over, you know?
Yeah, no, so, like, all of it just sounds like kind of a recipe for disaster, especially if the ex/boss has admitted he's jealous of her current boyfriend.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a great situation. But yeah, let us know your story, your thought on that. 502-571-9970. So Randy's girlfriend has a boss who happens to be her ex also, who she hates, but yet she still works out with. And it's caused some issue with Randy and their relationship.
She says she hates him, but then they're doing things outside of work together. It just seems real fishy.
Yeah. And, you know, Jeremy writes, look, there's a lot to unpack here. He's 40 and she's 27. And while there's nothing inherently wrong with that, there seems to be differences in maturity. It seems that her boss/ex is manipulating her and trying to cause conflict in the relationship, but she is a grown woman who can set boundaries. She didn't, though, and that's the red flag.
Yep, that's a big red flag. So many people are tossing up the red flag thing. Jill says she's looking to see who has the best offer. Which, you know,
is the best offer.
Maybe hitting the nail on the head.
Yeah, maybe. I want to share this story we got from a listener about someone who dated her boss. She says, "Yeah, I did date my boss. We eventually got married and both stayed with the company. Eventually, I actually became his boss."
Oh, wow.
"Then a rule was put in place at my company about romantic relationships in the workplace, and I ended up terminating him. We're still married. I still have my job. I use my connections at my job to find him a new job within the week. where he has been working ever since. And we've been married for 7 years, have 3 kids. So, yeah, it worked out.
That's great. I don't know if that's going to help Randy, though.
No, it's not. But it was an interesting story because...
It is an interesting story.
Yeah, I mean, what a turn of events that was.
It might help Randy's girlfriend and her ex, who is her boss. Ashlyn says if she feels she'll lose her job if she doesn't hang out with him outside of work, then she needs to go to HR because that's toxic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a good situation. All right.
Yeah. The biggest red flags, I think, for me is the fact that the boss told her he's jealous of her current boyfriend, Randy.
Mm-hmm.
That says right there he's not moved on past the relationship, even if she's saying that she has moved on. So it's already going to make things, I think, awkward, especially if he's kind of demanding that she do some stuff with him outside of work.
It goes back to, and I think you'll agree, Kelly, that sometimes you got to take a step back and say, hey, figure out your own stuff.
Uh-huh.
If I'm still around and you're still around when you figure it out, then maybe we can have another go at this.
Okay. So Randy needs to be the one to just be like, listen, I'm not comfortable with the situation.
I think so.
I think there are some boundaries being blurred. I think you need to reassess that. And if you figure it out, and I think meaning you are not in this situation at work anymore, then let me know.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the approach that he needs to take. And, you know, hopefully for his sake, he will find someone good out of this.
Yeah, it just sounds real sticky.
Yeah, for sure. And I think I may have messed up.
What'd you do?
So last week, we had a new promotions director start here at the radio station, you know, at the end of May, right? So she's been here just about a month. And
her name's Casey. Hi,
yeah,
Casey.
Yeah, right. And so I was talking to her just pleasantries like last week. And I was like, oh, hey, you know, what'd you do last weekend? And she said, oh, well, it was my birthday. So, you know, we did blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh. Well,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Like, I didn't know. And, you know, she's she's worked here a month. And so, you know, obviously, well, maybe not obviously, but, you know, she didn't tell anybody here.
Well, birthday. Don't get like emails from corporate saying, hey, today your person in your office is having a birthday. It's like, I don't know if people are having a birthday outside of maybe you and my family and, you know, unless Facebook tells me.
Well, we actually do get emails from corporate that says, hey,
we do?
You have so-and-so celebrating a birthday this month. Maybe a good time to wish him a happy birthday type of thing.
I am not on that email chain. I've never gotten one of those emails.
But I did not get one of those emails because probably she started, like, you know, beyond the point where they would have sent it, like, because it's typically like a next month sort of thing. So, we'd be getting an email like this week. For a, hey, you've got a so-and-so having a birthday in July. Maybe a great time for them, you know, you'd wish them a happy birthday and stuff like that. Yeah, so.
It's too far in the future for us to remember that.
So I felt bad like I had messed up and man, I should have known that. Maybe, you know, if nothing else, get some people to give her a card. Like, you know, she's new to not only the company, but like just to radio in general. So it's like we should have like given her something or, you know, provided something
to really do that anymore. We
I don't think
do
that's
that
a
when we
huge
had a
excuse.
Much bigger office.
Well,
we've got a smaller little staff now.
Well, but still, I feel like some recognition should have been made. But I feel like I dropped the ball on that one. She didn't seem to mind.
Job,
you know, obviously she didn't seem to mind. In my mind, I'm like, okay, gosh, I got to make a mental note like to.
Are you going
to
dash out to Kroger and get a little birthday cookie made and bring it back?
Happy belated.
We've done that before.
Yeah, I mean, we have in when we found out that so-and-so's birthday is literally today. And it's like, okay, all right, right after the show, we got to do something real fast.
Dash out. We got to go get something.
I know. But yeah, I mean, it was a couple weekends ago at this point. But so I just need to make a mental note that.
Yeah, that weekend's passed.
You know, we need to make sure that I am doing a better job of at least figuring out when these people's birthdays are.
Well, but you know what? Technically, though, isn't that Steve's fault? That's probably Steve's fault, isn't it?
Our boss's fault?
Well, yes. Like, what department does she technically fall under?
Well, programming.
Is she shared? Oh, she's programming.
Yeah. So,
good job.
Right. I know. And that's why I said I think I dropped the ball. But yeah. And I guess if you have a birthday in June, that's the best month to have a birthday.
Oh, is it?
According to people who are like, hey, what do you just ask? What do you think the best month to have a birthday would be? And most people said June.
That's crazy. My dad's birthday was Saturday. Mm-hmm. But if you ask, I think most kids, having a summer birthday kind of sucks because you don't get to have like a class party or get to take a snack in.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Right. Right.
Yeah. That's tragic.
Yeah. I would say of all the months that would probably be the worst to have a birthday, it'd probably be in December or January.
Yeah.
Like kind of one of those months.
Because, yeah, then that's when people kind of want to combine gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And your birthday gets overshadowed. Sure, by the holidays. Yeah. Anyways. All right. Well, hey, happy belated birthday to Casey.
Happy birthday, Casey.
I'll just go ahead
and
say that.
Welcome to the family again.
Yeah. Kelly, describe setting the bar stories.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah. When you make up an excuse, it should be believable, right?
Sure.
Gloria didn't really get that memo when she was questioned by the police. So if you can manage to make it through the day without snakes eating your pants, you're doing okay.
Snakes eating your pants?
What
in the heck is going on?
That was the excuse Gloria gave police as they responded to several 911 calls about a half-dressed woman walking down the middle of a road close to Philly. That's dangerous in and of itself.
Yes, it is. And so, of course, police show up and they're all like, ma'am, can you tell us where your pants went?
Yeah, I mean, because, right, for sure. And she initially said that she had put her pants in a storm drain, but then, for safekeeping, obviously, but then said that, quote, snakes had eaten them.
Snakes had eaten them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably not a story they are likely to believe.
Yeah, so
Was it a hot day? Could you just say, listen, I was just hot?
I would imagine that would have been an easier or more believable excuse than snakes ate my pants.
Yeah, and then they would be like, well, ma'am, you do need to have some sort of covering your special area if you're walking down the middle of the street.
Right.
Also, don't walk down the middle of the street. There are sidewalks.
I mean, there is a trouser snake joke in here somewhere.
Yes, but it's Gloria, so...
There is no trouser snake. There is no trouser snake joke in here. But you know, she got taken in for indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, and public drunkenness. Which
she was sweating profusely. So, I mean, the whole I was hot thing would have been very believable.
Would have been.
Yeah.
She didn't think of it. The first thing that came to her mind was snakes.
Yeah. Did you see those snakes slithering back there?
Don't
take my pants.
Careful. Watch them.
I told them, hey, don't take my pants, but they did anyway.
They didn't even listen.
Didn't even listen.
Didn't even listen
slithered
once.
Slithered off of my pants. They don't even fit them. Not their size.
They don't have opposable thumbs. They couldn't get them around their waist.
They don't even have more than one leg.
All right. So again, setting the bar. Just manage to make it through the day if you can. Do us a solid. Without snakes eating your pants, I think you're doing okay.
Yeah, Gloria's just like, be careful of them snakes. Don't eat your pants.
That's right. That is setting the bar on 99.70JX. 99.70JX. Man, I felt kind of bad for Ben Affleck's 10-year-old son, Samuel. Did you see this story?
OMG. I mean, I think, aren't we all just going, oh?
Yeah.
When we're watching, like, video of this happen.
Yeah, so, look, at the root of it, you know, his son got in a little bump behind the wheel of a car. Now, the part of it that it's like, okay, you're not like one of us is the fact that Ben was with J-Lo and his son got in the driver's seat of a Lamborghini at a dealership. The engine was still running. I guess he accidentally put it into reverse and bumped it into a BMW that was parked close.
Now, the dealership is saying that the cars were just too close together. There's no accident. Doesn't sound like it's a you break it, you buy it kind of a situation. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
For Ben's wallet. Those are not cheap.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, I feel bad for Samuel too, just because it's like the kid didn't want to do that, you know? And
well, no, he's 10. And I think, I mean, he's probably thinking, oh my God, my dad's going to kill me. And you can see because paparazzi shot video. From judging from his reaction and Ben's reaction, they're both like sweating a little bit.
Yeah.
But it sounds like the dealership's like, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's not like anything's like super smashed on either car.
Right.
It was a bump.
But
they might be having some buffing.
Now, here's the thing. You know what? If they can slap a manager's sticker on that Lamborghini, offer it for the price of a Honda, I might be interested in that.
This is a little Ben Affleck son, little scratch and dent model.
Right, right, exactly. Put that on the...
I might take a look-see at that. Yeah, you know what? I'll take that discount one around the block.
Yeah, that's
see if it still handles okay.
I'll take a look at the floor model. Right, for sure.
Uh-huh.
You can see more on that story, WDJX.com. But yeah, I felt bad for him because, you know, I've been the dad in that situation. It was one of my daughters in the driver's seat, and they were learning to drive, so they were a little bit older than Samuel was, but, you know, mistakenly hit the gas for the brake, and boom, you know, same type of deal.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but at the dealership, gosh.
That didn't happen at the dealership in my situation.
Yeah. Yeah, no, maybe we don't let them sit behind the wheel of the car if it's on. Maybe we leave that off. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Just pretend. Vroom, 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 vroom.
What was that noise? Vroom, 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 vroom. Was that a car noise?
That was my Lamborghini car sound effect.
Okay.
Right. See, I've never driven a Lamborghini, right. So I don't really know.
Neither have I. No, I just know that they're Italian, so you know it's probably going to have a different sound.
Why are you going to break your
own car? There it is. That's right. I love it when I rev the engine on that. All right, guys, a lot of stuff to catch up on the podcast. Everything from Kelly almost having to call 911 in a different state because of her sister to...
Yeah, I legit thought I was going to have to send a rescue crew out to find my sister and her family.
Yep.
As they were launching an epic adventure to try to find a Goonies movie set.
To the update that we received from Mike, who had given us the very entertaining story of his unlikely engagement several weeks ago.
It's bonkers.
So, yep. And that is all to catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.